I am beginning Tehillim Vav, Lamanetzeach Beneginos Alashminus. This is a praise on the song of the harp with eight strings, a praise for David. Now, if you will just look at the next psukim of the Tehillim, you will notice that this is the perek that we lie down on one side and we wail and we lament and we ask for forgiveness. This is the tachnun, the supplications we say every day during the week as part of the daily prayers. So how does that fit with the first pasuk, with the pasuk about the song and the instrument of eight strings? Chazal tell us in Medrash Yochet Tov that this is referring to the long and horrible exile that we Jews have been subjected to. Bavel, Kashtim, Madai, Paras, Yavon, Makdon, Edom, and Ishmael. For the long history, a long bloody history, through the Inquisitions, through Hitler, Machshmo, and his concentration camps, through the destruction of the 6 million Jews. So where's the song? Where is the happiness, the mizmar? Chazal tell us, Ashrei hagever asher tiasrenu ka. Everybody has to get issues and difficulties and yisurim in this life. Nobody walks through with silk gloves. But if we take a look at Pasuk Beis, it says, Hashem, Al ba'apcha tochicheni. Al ba'apcha sochicheni. Don't give me these rebukes with anger. V'al b'chamoscha siasreni. And not with your great anger torment me and give me yisurim. We pray that the challenges we have in life should not be overwhelming. The Medrash recounts a story of a king who told his son, listen, if you don't behave and do the right thing, this sword is going to go right over your head. So, of course, the son did not listen. So the king was in a dilemma. He said, if I kill my son, what do I have? I just wanted him to go in the right way. He says, you know what I'll do? I'll swing the sword over his head. I'll give him a little measure of the yisurim. I'll give him a little portion. And that way I'll have satisfied what I said, that I will put a sword to his head. And he will still be my son. He will still have a chance to do the right thing. In another way, our Medrash tells us, a king had a large stone, and he said, if you don't behave, I'm going to throw this boulder on top of you. So, of course, the son did not behave. And the king was again in a dilemma. What should he do? So he took the stone, the boulder, and he chopped it up into little pieces. And then he threw the stone at the young man. We Jews have lived for many, many years in this horrible exile. yet we have not given up our faith. I was once at a wedding many years ago. I would say many, but 5 years ago. And I was sitting next to a friend of mine, a doctor. He told me that he collects rare books. And one of the rare books happened to be a Machzor. And in the Machzor, which was from the 1700s, there was a story that he had not seen anywhere else. And he recounted to me this story. He told me that in Spain, the last of the people to be burnt at the stake was in the early 1800s. That's from 1490 to 1800. That's about 300 years of Inquisition. And the Inquisition felt that they were helping the poor Jews to find the right way. And anybody who would not convert had to die horrible deaths, diabolical, horrible deaths. So there was a young man in the 1800s, early 1800s, in the University of Madrid. And somehow he found out that he had Jewish roots. And he was very intrigued by this. And he wanted to find out more about what it meant to be Jewish. And in those times, you couldn't find out what it meant to be Jewish because there were no books in the library about being Jewish because they had all been purged. But he was very determined, and he went to the library to look for a book about being Jewish. So he found one book that explained how to see if somebody is a Jew. By his actions, you can recognize if that person is a Jew, and then you can report him to the commission and to the Inquisition. So this person went about studying this book, How to Be Jewish, that was written by the Inquisition. And he slowly but surely started to keep many of the commandments as much as he could in his own way. And he did that for a while. After a while, the Inquisition caught up with him, and somebody reported that he was acting in a Jewish way, and they called him down to face the Inquisition. And he said, yes, I want to be a Jew. I recognize my roots, and I'm not going to give up my religion for anything. They told him that either you give up your religion or you reconvert or you have to die. So the person said, I'd rather die. And they put him in jail, awaiting his death sentence. The day of his execution came, and the executioner came in, and he said to him, all right, you're going to be executed soon. What would you like to have for your last meal? And he said, I would like to have chicken, chicken bottoms. I like chicken bottoms. So, of course, this was his last meal, and the people in the prison obliged him, and they gave him chicken bottom for his meal. Of course, without saying, he did not eat the chicken. He took the drumstick, he broke it in half, and he circumcised himself on the sharp part of the chicken bone. And he was taken out to be burnt at the stake. We have suffered greatly in the Gullus, yet we have not given up our faith. Bonu be'esh u'b'mayim, we have gone in water and fire. Akida shemecha. Chaneni Hashem, pity me Hashem, ki umlal ani, I'm all broken up. Rafeini Hashem, heal me Hashem, ki nefhalu atzamai, my bones have been broken. And as a, not only as an individual, but as a group, Klal Yisrael, we're bleeding, we've been beaten. I don't know if anybody out there listening has been beaten, but I have been beaten, assaulted for being Jewish. Put in a hospital, and you feel all your bones aching. Kinefhalo atzamai, atzamai. My bones are confused. They're just, they don't know where to turn next to find a restful place. We as a Klal Yisrael are in that same matzav. May look good. May look like we have golden handcuffs. We have a beautiful houses. But we are bleeding. We are mortally wounded. We are only awaiting the time of the Mashiach. V'nafshi nefhalu ma'od. My soul is confused. V'ata Hashem ad masai till when? Shuva Hashem. Go back from your anger. Chalsa nafshi, save my soul. Hoshieni, help me, save me. Aman chasdecha, for your goodness and kindness. Ki ein b'movas, b'moves zichrecha. Once you're dead, nobody can remember you, Hashem. Bishol, in death, miodoloch. Who will praise you? Who will recognize you? Yogati banchosi. I'm tired from my screams. Asche b'chol laila mitosi. I speak, or I am dirtied each night, and the night we are told many times as a reference to Golos, to the exile, mitasi on my bed, bidimasi, with tears, arasi amsa, my bed is soiled. Oshisha, mikas eini, my eyes are darkened from all the anger I caused. Oska, old, b'chol tzarai, were destroyed with all that my tormentors. Suru mimeni, kapo ale oven. Turn from me all those people who do evil. Ki shama Hashem kol b'chi, because Hashem already heard the sound of my cries. And I saw in the Radak that whoever says these words, whoever says this mizmar, this parak of Tilim, with a true feeling, is guaranteed that Hashem will listen to his tefillos. But only if he davens with a broken heart and crushed spirit. Guaranteed, because it says, Kishama Hashem kol b'chi, Hashem heard, then Sura mimena kopala oven, that all the people who do evil will turn from me. Shema Hashem Tchinosi. Listen, Hashem, to my tefillas. Hashem Tfilosi Yikach. Hashem will take my davening. Yevoshu V'yevhalu Ma'od. They will be embarrassed and upset, very embarrassed. Kol Oivai, all my enemies, Yashuvu will return, Yevoshu Raga. They will be embarrassed as one in a second. So the Midrash tells us that in the time to come, Lasad Lavo, a person will take the tzaddik and show him Gehenna. And he said, will say to him, this place in hell, this was reserved for you. But since you did not do the evil, now you can go to Gehenna. But I want you to see it first. Likewise, the evil people will be shown their place in Gan Eden. And they were told, you had the chance to go here to this wonderful place. Because of your works and your evil ways, you have to go downstairs. What a tremendous embarrassment. And this is what the Tehillim is saying. Yashuvu, they will return. They will return twice. A second time. To see what they missed. And then the embarrassment will be even greater. We hope and pray to Hashem that He will listen to our tefillas. And these tefillas will be meaningful. And He will send the Mashiach to take us out of our suffering. B'mehera b'yameinu.